USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question. You only ask me the question.
President Trump speaking outside the White House, the president again being asked to clarify his statements regarding accepting the election results, despite concerns of major COVID-19 outbreaks in reopened K-12 school buildings. A new Brown University study suggests a very low risk of transmission among teachers and students who return to in-person instruction. As of September 24th, the data shows a 0.23% confirmed or suspected rate among students, while only 0.51% school staff had confirmed or suspected coronavirus cases. Schools are still being urged to be cautious when they reopen. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As protests are expected again on Thursday in Louisville, a 9 p.m. curfew goes into effect in Louisville. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says,
we never had control over what Attorney General or the grand jury would do. We do have control over what happens next in our city. So I'm asking everyone to reject violence and join me in committing ourselves to the work of reform for justice and for equity.
Senator Joe Manchin is calling out his Republican colleagues amid the nomination for a Supreme Court vacancy. On MSNBC, the West Virginia Democrat explains how the Senate in the past has refused to hear other Supreme Court nominations out of respect for the deceased judge.
Merrick Garland. Not only was he not even given a hearing, they didn't even fulfill their obligation, as they're saying now they must fulfill their obligation, to meet and confer. Meet means you sit down and talk to the person. They didn't even have the decency to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former National Security Advisor for the Trump administration, H.R. McMaster, says in his opinion, President Trump's decision-making on Russia has been in large part sound. McMaster did not deny that Russian disinformation has been a major problem for American national security, noting that digital attacks on Americans have expanded our polarization.
What Russia wants to do, first and foremost, is shake our confidence in our democratic principles, our institutions, and our processes. And you know what? I don't really think Vladimir Putin cares who wins the election as long as Americans are torn apart by the result. And so you saw this in 2016. I mean, they had it teed up to sow disinformation and propaganda about Hillary Clinton winning the election because the election was rigged, you know. But then, of course, when President Trump won, they had to adjust, and then they changed the story to, well, President Trump would have won the popular vote if the election hadn't been rigged. So what they really want to do is they want to decrease our confidence in who we are, and they want to tear us apart.
And finally, even with the coronavirus pandemic limiting Halloween plans, more Americans are buying candy this year. According to the research firm IRI, Halloween candy sales are up 13% from last year. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.